What will you die from? Turns out where you live in the United States may have a much greater impact than what you may think. A recent huge study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association indicates. Mike Clagg, Dean of the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, identifies implications of the study.
The important message is that when you see these kinds of hotspots, you have to then delve deeper. You have to understand what are the reasons for it, who are the individuals involved, what are the individual risk factors, and how does it vary within a county. It predicts where attention should be turned, and then depending on what the reasons are, then resources should flow. But I think it's useful for me, because I care deeply about the U.S., to look at these broad differences. And in one sense, differences can represent inequities, but they can represent opportunities.
Clagg says targeted interventions may be a useful place to start. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.